I want us to just go straight to what we have today. For those just joining for the first time, we started this. This is the third week. We started looking at what we call the Understanding series. Understanding. Now, we defined what understanding was. We looked for a scriptural, biblical definition of understanding. Understanding, we understood, okay, to be from Proverbs chapter 16. Let me just quickly read that scripture to us. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 22. This is the Bible definition of understanding. It says that understanding is spiritual insight. It is a refreshing and boundless wellspring of life to those who have it. To those who have it. We recognized that it's not everybody that has understanding. Look at the daily things of life. Is it everything you understand? And we were able to establish that there are four major things, many other things, that understanding means. It means that you have the ability to perceive something. You have the ability, what it takes to discern, to be able to distinguish. And also you have an intelligence and a skill in the art of learning in a particular area. And we were able to look that, okay, understanding will help us to know what to do. Like I mentioned earlier, a tribe in the Bible days called the men of Issachar. They had every tribe in Israel. Everyone had their skill. Everyone had their ammunition. They had all the all the weapons in those days, but they didn't know what to do with the weapons. Just like the world we live in now. We have doctors, we have professors, we have people who have done research and all that, but there's an invisible virus that is killing the whole world, looking so unstoppable. Sadly, if we or anyone or the world comes to a place of understanding this virus, we will know what to do and it will be stopped. And like one of the children prayed, I believe God has heard that prayer. Very, very soon, very, 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 very soon, this pandemic, at least, if it doesn't end completely, it's going to subside, it's going to be contained, and you will have your life in its fullness back. But let's also try to understand this time that it seems like God has pushed a reset button where he is bringing the entire human race, mankind, to a place where we will start seeking for the supernatural. Believe me, supernatural, seeking for understanding. What's going on? What's happening in the world? So we looked at it that understanding has a source. What is the source of all understanding? And that's what led us to where we started. So for those who still remember asked us, we are just going to follow somewhere in Acts chapter 17 from verse number 23, and then we'll go down to verse 30. What happened there? Paul met a group of people in a place called Mars Hill, and people always gathered there to just try to learn, find out, search for some new thing, and somehow they just put an inscription there and said, to the unknown God. Now, Paul, at this stage, used to be a man called Saul. Hear me, right? You're on this channel, you're watching this live broadcast, because there's a yearning in your heart right now. There's a search in your heart right now for the invisible, for the supernatural, for something beyond human understanding of what's going on. How come this is, you know, can you see how nothing even matters anymore? Absolutely nothing. Vanity, vanity, all labors, work, jobs, everything stands still. Planes can't fly. The whole world is seeking for answers. We need understanding. And where does understanding come from? It comes from God. We saw that from the book of Proverbs last week. The Bible there tells us in Proverbs and chapter 2 that knowledge, wisdom, understanding comes from God. And we were trying now to understand the source of all understanding, which is God. God simply means the source of everything, the source of all intelligence, the source of all life. Hear me. God is a source and is the source of all understanding. So Paul, prior to this time, was called Saul. He didn't really know who God was. And remember, in this series, we said, hear me, the best person who can introduce God to you is God himself. Let me tell you, I can do the little I can while you're watching this to just tell you a little understanding I've come to acquire in about 34 years of seeking and asking a simple question, that if God was real, if there's something called God, someone called God, if there's a source of everything, where everything came from, I really want to know what that source is. And I simply prayed, if God was real, why don't just reveal yourself to me? Make yourself real. Just give me that assurance that you exist. And that was my prayer 34 years ago. So the simple thing I'm trying to do here is a little bit of my understanding of what I found out of what God is and who God is the source. That word God is the source. So Saul, before he became Paul, somehow God introduced himself to him. And that's what I believe is happening now. In this pandemic season, in this lockdown, where you are asking questions, children, everybody's wondering what's happening, I believe strongly with every persuasion, right, that God is going to introduce himself to you. And that's why you are actually watching this. It's not an accident. So here was Saul. God introduced himself to him. Nobody. He had an encounter. You will see that story in the book of the Acts in the Bible. Hear me. Someone last week was encouraged to go and pick up the Bible that they were given during christening. You picked up that Bible and start opening it and start asking questions. I hope you did that. And somebody else watching today, you're wondering, what's even in this book called the Bible? I want to challenge you after this broadcast, and I will kind of give you a little hint of where you can read, but ask questions. That truly, if God exists, if there's truly a God, let him reveal himself. Let him bring a revelation. Let him introduce himself to you. I tell you something, he does a better job than any one of us can do. So that should be our prayer. And as you listen to this, keep praying. Whatever this guy you're watching is saying, if truly God, he's saying that you're real, then I want to know you for myself. And I tell you, God will appear, introduce himself to you in your own way, at your own level. So back to Saul. So he encountered God. You will see it in the book of the Acts. There's a book in the New Testament called the Acts of the Apostles. Around Acts chapter 6, 7, Acts chapter 9. Just read it. You will see that encounter there. But because of time, we can't go into that now. Now, he encountered God. And then he had the experience. So he came to this place called Mars Hill, where people erected an altar and they were saying to the unknown God. And Paul said, I want to make that unknown God real to you. And the first thing he showed them, like we saw last week, when we started unveiling and unpacking what the source is that we saw in verse 24 of the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, that the God who created the world and everything in it, he created the world, he's the source of everything, is the creator of everything and is the source of everything. So anywhere you see God, just replace it with the word the source of everything. So he created everything. That's the first thing. And then he said in that same verse that he is the Lord of heaven and earth. Last week we explained that too. The broadcast is still on this same channel, this same Facebook page. If you scroll back after this broadcast, you'll see all the teachings we've done before now. So in that same verse 24, two things. He's God, the source of everything, is Lord of heaven and earth. Lord means master, maker, owner. The master, the maker of everything, and the owner of everything. Yes, including coronavirus. We said last week something about that, that the problem we have as human beings is because we don't have understanding of something. We usually misuse or abnormally use something because we have no understanding. God made everything. He is the source of, if anything is on this earth right now, God is the source of it. You heard me. God is the source. The problem we have is we don't know why. We don't have the understanding of what it is that was created. The moment we have understanding of this virus, I tell you something, it will turn around for the good of the entire human race. That is God for you. You cannot beat God. The Bible says that he gives us a peace which passes all understanding. And I did share with us last week, I found my peace even in the midst of any storms of life. I found out that God is my peace. I may not understand what's going on, humanly speaking. If you ask me now, okay, I'm talking to you, do I even understand what, you know, the whole virus thing? I do not. And I've been praying that God should give us that understanding, especially if I just know what to do. Imagine you know what to do right now. Don't you think things will be better off for you? So at this time, God himself will reveal himself and begin to show each one of us what to do. That is one important thing. So it's the Lord of heaven and earth. And then in that same verse, we were able to trace that since he's the creator, if you read the book of Genesis in the Bible, Genesis is the first book in the Bible, the first verse of the first chapter actually corroborates what Paul said there. That God, when you see the Bible says, in the beginning, God, that's the source of everything, the source of all life, the source of all intelligence. He created the heaven and the earth. In that same chapter, you will see how God, the source, created everything, including mankind, which is what we're going to look next. We're going to start seeing the next understanding series we'll look at if we cover this today, is understanding you. Understanding me, that is mankind or womankind. Okay, so we went on and then we moved on because we saw God a lot in that verse. So we moved on and we went to the second verse, which is verse 25, that he is not served by human hands. That means God, you can't make God with your hands. And one version explains it this way, is the Message version of the Bible, that God, as if God could not look after himself, right? It is God who gives everybody life, breath, and all things he created. So God can exist by himself. And that word, Lord, there are two words spelled the same way, but the one is in uppercase, one is in lowercase. Lowercase L-O-R-D, uppercase L-O-R-D. They are two different things. Lord is Adonai, which means master, maker, owner. Lowercase Lord. But the capital L-O-R-D is where you hear the word Jehovah. It means the self-existent one. He doesn't need anybody's help to exist. He doesn't need you to believe him to exist. He doesn't need you and I, you know, because that's the problem, and that's what everybody is being brought to their knees now. Oh, no, I don't believe in all this God stuff. So what's happening? It's not your belief or not believing that makes God God. He's the self-existent one. He exists by himself. That's awesome. If you begin to comprehend these little things, right, then you will start seeing things unfold, a little understanding. I don't need to believe him for him to be real. So if you have been all your life saying, God, there's no God, I don't believe in no God, guess what? It changes nothing. It doesn't change who he is. Those are one of the things I found out about God. That is awesome. It's not subject to you believing. And you know what? We're going to hit it today. One of the things that God is he is love. You know what? That's who he is. He loves you. And he doesn't need you to accept his love or reject his love for him to either continue to love you or not. He loves you. It's called unconditionally. It's not what you do or what you don't do that makes God loves you. He loves you. He loves me. But we will get there. So he gives everybody life and breath. And then we moved on to verse 26, which is where we'll kick off today strongly. And it says that God made everyone, he made from one man, every nation of mankind, to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and boundaries of their lands and territories. God made, if you look at Genesis again, the book of Genesis, maybe that might be a good place to start from. You will see that God actually started with one man. And from one man, he made every mankind, male and female. It's recorded there that God made them. Okay? So, he determined the appointed times and boundaries. I gave us an analogy last week. This earth we live in is like a movie that has a beginning and has an ending. The movie director, the production team, the crew, all the actors, they've shot the movie from the beginning to the end. You are just going to the theater to watch the movie. One of the things that happened this particular day, the world does not fully understand, some have understanding called Easter, is that Jesus died and resurrected. And when he died, you know what he said? He said, it is finished. The movie you go watch in the cinema, even if it's released just 1 minute ago, that movie is finished. The producer knows the end from the beginning. Those of us going there with our families to watch are just going to watch from the end to the beginning that is already finished. So all this, the viruses, the pandemics, problems, challenges, the good, the bad, the ugly, before God, it is finished. It's only just playing out like we just going to watch a movie. And the end that God has destined is that it will end well. The Bible says through the prophet Jeremiah, God records, I am thinking about you, I'm paraphrasing, and every thought and plan I have for you because of God's love, because of who he is, he says there are thoughts of good, not evil. God is not planning evil for you. Oh, why are people dying? Why is this happening? Look, it has ended in the eyes of God. We are just watching the movie play out. And God says the end, the thoughts I have, they are thoughts of good, not evil. I am not planning evil for you. I have an expected end. I have a future. I have a hope. Listen, you are watching this and you are hearing this. Whatever you're seeing now is not the end. God's plan, God's end for you is that it will end well. Thoughts of good, not evil. It's like you watching the movie and something bad happened in the movie, halfway into the movie, or even 3/4 of the way into the movie. But guess what? The ending of the movie you did not know ended well. I am telling you, that's why you're hearing this broadcast. God loves you. His plan for you is that it will end well with you. Now, let's go to the next verse 27. In that verse 27, let's see how we're doing on time. Do you know why the Bible says God did that? It now gives us a reason. This was so that, guess what? They will seek God. God wants and desires that we all seek him. Can you see that somehow in this pandemic, people are seeking for this unknown? the supernatural, the extraordinary. Think about it. He says so that they will seek God, if perhaps they might grasp for him and find him. Listen, that they might grasp for him, perhaps find him. Imagine you find God. Imagine you find that understanding, the source of all understanding at this time. Don't you think you will begin to know what you ought to do? You may not have the solution to the virus, but in the midst of all this, you know what to do. You have that peace that you found the source of everything. Who says it will end well? It will end well. Listen, God loves you. It is going to end well for you if you find God. Because he says, if. He says, though he is not far from each one of us. God is not far from you. Listen, it's not like God is lost. We are the ones who are lost. And you're hearing this because God has found you through his word. Simplicity of this word is called the good news, called the gospel, that you will find God through this simplicity, telling you a truth perhaps you never thought about. He says, for in him, that's in God, we live, in him we move, in him we exist, that is, in him we actually have our being. Listen, all your life, God has been there. You live in him, you move in him, you walk in him, you breathe. That breath you have in you, do you know where it came from? If you read Genesis, the Bible said it was when God breathed into the first man he made that man became alive. So if you are living, the breath you have comes from God. He's the source of that breath. See how we rob ourselves of what is the solution? And we are looking for the answers where it is not. And that's what's happening all over the world now. The answers, people are seeking, searching, searching. It is found in the source of it. There is a purpose for what is happening right now. There is a purpose for what is happening. And that brings my mind to rest. Because all I'm just praying and I'm encouraging everybody to do is to pray, God, what should I do? And it says in that verse 29, we should not think that the divine nature, that is the nature of God, is like gold or silver or an image, right? Formed by the art or imagination or skill of man. Listen, one of the things we learned about God is what? He's the maker, the owner, the master, is the creator. He created everything. We cannot recreate him. The problem we have that we don't understand God, who God is, what God is that because we have an image. We've boxed God. We've created God in our image. No, God created you and I in his image. Let us not try to create him in an image and likeness of our imagination. No. Let him just freely, right, introduce himself. So that the image you have is not the image of someone you saw going to church, a churchgoer. Oh, all these Christians, oh, all these people, all these religious people. No. You ask God to introduce himself to you so that you have his right image. He's the best person who can tell you who he is. Don't forget that. So he's not an image. So he's the creator, not the created. So understand that. And verse 30. Now, the Bible says, therefore God overlooked, listen, disregarded the former ages of ignorance. All the ignorance we had, all the image and likeness and thoughts and whatever, we just think God is this, the picture of the, you know, fantastic thing. You will see what these children were drawing about God. You know, a little understanding they are having, which you will be amazed, we could actually link to the scriptures, to how God actually is introducing himself. Because some of these children are just so innocent until we brainwash them. Yes, somebody's saying, you know, someone once said to me that, oh, come on, you believe in God, that means you are brainwashed. I said, yes. Believe me, I'd rather have God wash my brain than a human being wash it. I think God does a better washing of my brain. I tell you something, he has washed my brain by the precious blood of Jesus that was shed, you know, that the world is remembering this season called Easter. I'd rather have God wash my brain. Think about it. Do you want someone to pollute your mind? Or you rather prefer God to pollute your mind with his own thoughts? His thoughts are good, not evil. His thoughts is, the Bible says he inscribes us on the palm of his hands. That's how caring God is. You know, in one place, he says he even knows the every strand of hair. That's how caring God is, to the minutest detail. We will only rob ourselves if we don't seek him. If we don't seek, find, and live the way he wants us to. So he says that, therefore, God overlooked. So every ignorance we've had, God has overlooked. But guess what? Now, listen, in this pandemic, God is now commanding everybody everywhere to repent. Listen, do you know what repent means? That is to change their old way of thinking, to regret their past sins, you know, wrongdoing, and to seek God's purpose for their lives. Because he has set a day, listen, when he will judge the inhabited world in righteousness. I don't know. Maybe, perhaps, this is a little bit of God's judgment unfolding. I do not know, but a little idea I have. The Bible tells us some of the things that will happen when this world will end. And part of it is that there's going to be pestilences, diseases, pandemics. It is scary, but that is the truth. Listen. God has overlooked every ignorance. He wants us to have a change of thinking. And I believe that's why you are hearing this. What is the prayer we're going to pray? Verse 27 says, if we will seek him, if perhaps we will find him, though he is not far from every one of us. I bring this to a close for encourage you watching this to ask God. Remember, is God, G-O-D, is Lord, lowercase L-O-R-D, master, owner, maker. God is the source, and Lord, self-existent one. He doesn't need you to believe him to exist, but you need him to believe and bring him into your existence. Listen, I will ask you and challenge you to ask God to reveal himself. And listen, God is love. Clearly, he loves you unconditionally. As gentle music plays, I'll give us a little while to just pray. When I say pray, I have convicted by your spirit, O Lord God. In your own way, show them what to do. When you met with Saul, you simply told them to go meet a man called Ananias. Send these people to the people who would be like Ananias to them, that will expand an understanding, a better and more understanding to them. Father, I trust you that you will do this, as I entrust all these precious souls into your hands. And Lord, for those of us who have a little that you've revealed yourself to, help us to know you more and more. And right now I pray for that person who is sick in their body. Reveal yourself that you are God who heals. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, right now I say in the name of Jesus, by the authority in the name of Jesus, as you hear this word, let your body begin to amend. Let every disease get out of your body. Let every symptom begin to disappear. Let the fire, that's the power of the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, let that Spirit begin to give life to your physical bodies now. Receive healing. Receive healing. You are having a feeling right now. Listen, you are having a feeling right now. I tell you, it is beyond a feeling. Just let go. Say God. Say God. Somebody's literally shivering. You are shaking. You are shaking. Please don't be afraid. Just say, God, have your way. Have your way. If this is you, look, it is not scary. It is not spooky. If this is you, I'm just saying it so that you will know it is you. I'm confirming what is going on in your life, in your body, in your mind right now. Just say, God, if this is you, then just reveal yourself. Give me a better understanding. Give me a better understanding. I thank you and I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. And I thank you. I sense, and I don't know what it is, but I just heard healing. Healing, healing, healing. Straight right first from your mind and to your physical body. Just let go. Let go in the name of Jesus. Father, to you be all the glory. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for staying till the end.